is an
Ian
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
Ian's at six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this Friday, April 16th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
People deserve that face.
Good evening to Don.
I have record albums.
I knew it. Good job.
I have record albums.
It just sounds so good. And good evening to myself. Kirk, I'll make this quick so Michael and Don don't yell at me, but as a Washington football fan.
Don, do you know what Jarb just tweeted, and it was unbelievable?
No.
I did see this.
He said if Daniel Snyder was hosting the show, he would not have asked that question.
Well, that's just not true.
Well, he would know who they're picking 19th.
And also, I did the math. It is possible. Excuse me.
He's killed the show, Don. Killed it.
Well, he's trying.
Well, I got a question for you. Hear me. Hear me out. Tell me quarterback or no. Jets at one. I mean, Jaguars at one. One. Jets at two. Niners at three. Falcons at four. Give another one. No? I would think so. But Bengals, no. Dolphins? What are people thinking about the Dolphins these days? Anyone? Anyone?
I don't know. Well, offensive line, because they already drafted a tight end in the second round. What was it, last year? They've got their quarterback.
But they do have their quarterback? Yes. Lions? No. Panthers? No. Broncos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cowboys? Yeah. Or Cowboys?
Cowboys,
no.
Giants, no. Eagles, no. Chargers, no. Vikings, I would think, no.
See, Peter's losing the point, Don. It's not.
I know.
It's not a point of whether it's possible or not. It's a point that nobody cares.
No. I'm talking about a separate point here. I hear your point. Although I heard that a lot of people were trying to call up and defend me and say they love the question, but they weren't able to get through.
Now, who's loving the question? Whether they're just somebody that's just in love with you wants to hear your voice.
No, that's not true. All right, guys. There's a lot more to get to, and let's start out with Dan Orlovsky.
Can I just stop you for 1 second?
Okay.
So people have noticed that I just, you know, fervently waved, you know, I don't know if you were watching just then, but John Sterling walked in and was going to walk right in front of the camera, and I had to stop him.
What do you think?
That's what I was doing.
Veal.
For great TV.
What do you think he said in his head when he saw you waving?
Beef, tongue.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Cool Whip.
All right. You want to hear from Dan Orlovsky?
Sure.
Speaking of Zach Wilson, here's Orlovsky on the Wilson intrigue.
I think he's got the loosest arm out of any guy in this draft, meaning his arm isn't – a lot of guys' arms are structured. It's the same throwing motion on a consistent basis. His arm can throw from all the different angles because it's almost – imagine a hose. You know, it's very loose but still very explosive and strong. He's got the talent to have this FOMO style, fear of missing out. You know, almost every play, he's like, what can I do? What big play can I make? How can I wow somebody? And so you're intrigued by all that stuff. But he will have to play a different style of football in the NFL. There is no doubt about it. And I have been very outspoken that his task this year of playing quarterback at BYU was more often than not easy.
So the question is, how will he fit with new Jets offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur?
Any quarterback is the right quarterback for that offense, okay? Like, that offense is just so quarterback-friendly. But is he the style of quarterback that can take this offense to a different level? Yes, he's got the talent to do that, where you're going to get him up from under center, out on the edge on a consistent basis, and he's going to be able to make some of those throws where his body's running full speed to a sideline, and it's just this sidearm flick to a guy crossing the field, or he's going to go with one of these big hard play actions, set up in the pocket, hang out for a little bit, and have one of these launches that goes from one side of the field all the way to the other to a front pylon. So I think he's got traits to take this offense to a different level.
All right. I respect all of these people.
Oh, no.
To no end.
Oh, no.
But we've broken it down beyond the fine powder. There's nothing left. Please bring me the draft immediately. Enough. We've heard everybody over and over. Now it's just, there's nothing left to say. Let's just do it already. Drop the puck. That's what we say at the arena. We've been at the arena all day. Let's get the game going, right? Right, Mike, throw the pitch. Let's go. And now it's just, oh, my God. They haven't played a game in months. We're weeks removed from the pro day for Wilson. Analyze. I know people love it. Give me the draft already, please, dear God.
And Don, I got bad news for you in case you're wondering. We still have a full 2 weeks. All next week, and 4 more days. And then we get to break it down afterwards because we already know where the Jets are picking. That's the hard part, Don. Immediately after, it's not like the conversation changes.
It's not anybody's fault. I get it. I mean, Kirk was great because I had not really heard his opinions yet.
Yeah, I enjoy what he had to say about the 19th pick.
But some of these people, Michael, am I wrong? It's like, how much? You almost have nothing left to say.
It becomes paralysis by analysis.
I think that's what Kirk was saying, is this is what happens with these general managers, right? They know who they're picking. They watch the games. They watch the tape. But now they get caught up in the minutia because it's such a huge pick. But at the end of the day, you know what happens? It's not that you made the wrong pick. It's just you didn't do the right thing with the pick. Because you forced the wrong offense on them. You didn't get them the right personnel, the wrong coach. That's what usually happens. All these quarterbacks are probably great, but they're not going to all go to great situations. And that's what it comes down to. Are the Jets the right place for Wilson, more so than is Wilson the right guy for the Jets?
Let's get an update on Jim Harden from Sean Marks and the Nets.
James is progressing well. He's looking forward to having at least one or two more play days, you know, which means he'll play 4-4, 5-5 with the group in practice. And then hopefully if things go smoothly like that, you know, he'll be out and joining the guys in a game. But he's progressed well. He's met his markers up to this point, you know, and we'll just continue to progress him along. And hopefully it's not too much longer. But you know, at this point, I can't put a timetable on whether it's 2 days, 5 days, or so forth.
I hope he comes back on a day that they choose to play both Kyrie and Kevin, and it's not, you know, load management day.
Well, as long as it's not a Tuesday.
That would be disappointing.
As long as it's not a Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday. Or, you know, I think Sundays and Mondays are in play. He also spoke about the retirement of LaMarcus Aldridge.
I'm not sure anybody can honestly comprehend what LaMarcus was thinking and what he was going through. And I'll be honest, I don't want to be the first person to try and figure that one out. I sympathize with LaMarcus. This obviously was not an easy decision for him. You know, after a remarkable 15-year career, what he gave up in order to come and be a Net, even though it was for a short period, speaks volumes for who he is and what he was about right now. So we wish him and his family nothing but the best and hopefully a lifetime of health and happiness. And he'll always remembered for what he did on the court.
You know, I didn't bring this up the other day when he officially retired, but he gave money back to get out of his contract with San Antonio. He gave money back. And, I mean, the right thing would be if San Antonio actually gave him that money back. Because if this happened while he was in San Antonio, he would have gotten his full money.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Would that be unheard of?
Yeah, for a team to give money back, yes.
That's really, really interesting. So we talked about it earlier and did a very interesting discussion on the subject that you could catch on the podcast, but article in The Athletic, multiple employees within the Mets organization say their complaints about inappropriate workplace behavior were not acted on. The report also detailed allegations of inappropriate conduct or sexual harassment by Mets Chief Marketing Content and Communications Officer David Newman, who was rehired by the team last year, and former marketing staffer Joe DeVito. More than a dozen people, men and women, told The Athletic that Mets Senior Vice President of Human Resources and Diversity, Holly Linval, was aware of complaints of harassing language and actions without action being taken against the perpetrators, which included sexist comments by former owner Jeff Wilpon and former manager Mickey Callaway.
You know what? That was disturbing, that the people really didn't trust that they could go to the head of HR. And I think that that's a problem throughout the world, because the head of HR is hired by the bosses. So if the bosses are the ones committing these transgressions and somebody's complaining about the bosses, what, the head of HR is going to discipline the bosses? So, I mean, in a perfect world, that HR person is not hired by the bosses. It's somebody that's put in there that is, it's almost like, you know, the commissioner of a sport. Oh, he should represent the players as much as the owners. No. The owners pay the commissioner. So, of course, he's serving the owners, not the players. If an HR person is hired by the people that run the company and they're the ones that are the bad guys or the bad gals, how's the HR person going to actually discipline them? It's impossible. So it's an untenable situation if the powers that be are hiring the HR people. And in the story, they're kind of hinting the HR person was beholden to Wilpon and the other people that were above the people that were complaining. That's kind of a mess.
I mean, even at Dunder Mifflin, you understood that Toby Flenderson didn't work for Michael Scott.
Right.
He worked for Dunder Mifflin.
Right.
Which is why he drove Michael so crazy.
And if he, in fact, worked for Michael Scott, could anybody have complained? Could Pam have complained about the inappropriate comments that Michael Scott
right.
made?
Exactly.
But you still need the organization to believe that a crime was committed or something inappropriate happened. And you've got a bunch of older gentlemen who probably figure, oh, come on. Come on, sweetheart. Get over it. Nobody touched you.
Exactly.
I mean, that's probably the attitude, because what was acceptable even 10 years ago isn't acceptable now. And you've got to pivot. You got to make adjustments. And I think enough time has gone by for some of these guys to realize, all right, well, you got away with the 1972, a little bit of a different world now. The adjustment period should be over by now.
I'm going to go with now how I felt a few weeks ago, which is that yet again, here's another story implicating the Mets. Are they going to be reactionary, or are they going to make some sort of decision to come out and say they have a plan in place and talk openly?
Well, I mean, in fairness to Steve Cohen, you know, he has hired a company to investigate the entire situation, so he's done the right thing, and, you know, that investigation is not yet done, so they're not going to react to a story in The Athletic. They're going to react to what their investigative team did.
But as Britt said in our interview with her, well, Major League Baseball can still make some sort of a statement. Although we are investigating, if we are to find that this behavior is happening, it's completely unacceptable, and we are not going to tolerate it going forward. What
well,
was acceptable years ago is not
Jared
acceptable
Porter?
Now.
He made that statement by immediately firing Jarrett Porter.
But I'm talking about Major League Baseball.
Oh, I don't understand why Major League Baseball has kept its mouth shut on this. It's an easy statement. We think this is reprehensible. This stuff was not going to be allowed to go on in our sport anymore.
And it's not throwing Callaway under the bus. You could say, listen, there's an investigation going on. You're innocent until proven guilty. But if these allegations are true and these things are happening, we're going to put a stop to it. This is behavior that is not going to be tolerated.
Here's a happy story.
Please.
Grayson Allen had an opportunity to play the hero for the Memphis Grizzlies.
And
he's
kicked
been playing,
it away.
He's been playing great. He's been on an offensive roll. And at the end of the game, Allen, who's a 90% free throw shooter, had two free throws to seal the game. 90% free throw shooter. Missed them both. 114-113 loss. You hate to see it.
Peter can't
contain
himself.
You're not a big Grayson Allen fan, are you?
Gosh, I love watching him lose. I like seeing the pain in his face. His dirty, dirty Duke face.
He hates Grayson Allen so much that he actually hates Gracie Allen.
95% of our audience has no idea what you just said,
although
I appreciate it.
Who's Gracie Allen?
George Burns' wife.
Mm. She's still
and
with
he
us?
Played straight man to her comedic genius.
Wow.
No, she's no longer with us. She'd probably be about 120 right now. She was.
Well, George got close to a buck 20.
He got to 100.
He got to 100.
It's a hell of a run. Hell of a run.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dwayne Wade has bought an ownership stake in the Jazz. The three-time champ joining majority owner and governor, Ryan Smith, with plans to take an active role in the franchise and region. This goes way beyond the dream I had to just play basketball in the NBA, he told Woj. If this partnership is going to be anything like my relationship with Ryan, there are going to be a lot of things that I want to be involved in.
Hmm.
This is an interesting life choice. From Miami Beach and L.A. to Salt Lake City.
You really think he's moving to Salt Lake City?
He's going to have to spend some time in Salt Lake City.
Well, I will tell you this. You might disagree with me. I've spent time in Salt Lake City. It's a lot of fun. I'm not even joking.
I know. People say it's a great time.
I love it. He'll love it.
I hear there's isn't there a lot of debauchery in Salt Lake City?
I wouldn't know that.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that the flip side of Salt Lake City is that there's a lot of craziness that happens. To your point, what have you done in Salt Lake that was so fun, Michael?
Just don't order the pizza.
Just enjoyed my time there.
Right, Peter?
No, if you order the pizza, you're sick as a dog.
Right.
Yeah, you're vomiting up a storm the second it comes. So I told you guys the story earlier this week about Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald was accused of an assault outside of a Pittsburgh nightclub. However, Aaron's attorney says that Aaron Donald actually aided the accuser and says that the accuser swung a bottle at Donald that grazed his head as he ducked before other people surrounding Donald stepped in.
Gee, I really thought that their stories would match up. That's strange.
You did? You just
I really thought that they both had the same view of what happened. Doesn't the accuser or Donald know that everything in the world now is taped? There's a camera everywhere in the world. There's a camera in that place that will see what happened.
Let me get this straight. You thought it was going to go, the accuser says, this football player beat me up badly. I want millions. He attacked me and he punched me in the head. And then I thought the same thing. Donald would just go, yep, I got to tell you, that's pretty much how
Boy, did they get that right.
You know, I feel terrible about it. And I shouldn't have beaten you up so savagely. Here's my wallet. It's open. Take how much you think is appropriate.
Right.
Yeah. Just odd that they just disagreed on what happened.
So we have an NFL season of 17 games, guys. That's one more than we're used to.
Yes.
And we now have win totals from William Hill.
Bill Hill, he likes to be called.
I call him Bill Hill.
Right.
The Chiefs open up at 12 wins. And the Super Bowl champion Bucks at 11.5.
I'm taking the under on that one.
On the Bucks?
Yep.
You think it's over?
No. A little letdown. They don't have to win 15 games to get into the playoffs. They'll get in the playoffs, but
you see them at 10 and 7.
12 games.
10 and 7, though.
Yeah, 11 and 5.
Yeah, but that
11 and 6.
That division is interesting, though, right? Breeze is gone with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, Carolina with Sam now. Will there be any kind of an adjustment? Atlanta.
Well, you think they'll be a playoff team now because Sam's the best, according to you.
I don't.
He doesn't say that.
I never said that.
If you got to exaggerate
your point, you don't have one.
Well, but you do believe that, you know, Sam was mishandled in Jetland.
With all my heart.
Well, how could you not believe that?
With all of my heart. And I think he'll do well, but I don't know if he's just going to. you know, go out there and win 11 games with them. Atlanta's interesting. What does Atlanta do? Are they taking a quarterback and transitioning? Are they going to try to beef things up and take the tight end so that they can maybe make another run with Matt Ryan? So, but I would probably agree with you, Michael. I would take the under.
I would take the over in KC, though. They'll win more than 12 games.
Remember, it's gonna, I just want to be clear, and I'm glad Don and I are simpatico here. It's going to take a while to get used to these win totals and what they mean. A team being 12-5 just doesn't make any sense.
Don't worry. By the time you get used to it, you'll have to deal with an 18-game schedule.
Yeah, but that's going to be an adjustment too. But when you're such a football guy like Peter and I are.
And I'm not.
No, it's not your favorite sport.
Well, I beat you in the picks, didn't I?
Wow.
I beat you for a decade.
Yeah, and I beat you the year before, too.
So the last 2 years, so if you're a football guy like us, right?
Mm-hmm. The three
of us. You won't even get, like, 9. If you hear 9-7, like, in any context, like, if you're reading a book about the Old West and something said 9-7, you're instantly thinking about football.
Right.
Now
as I was pointing out earlier, it's not just the numbers. It's that 9-7 means a certain thing.
Right. 9-7 means you're competing for a wild card spot. I don't know what 9-8 is.
Right. That's the part that makes this so. And also, 7-9. That was the number of disappointment but respectable enough season. You weren't a disgrace.
You're a playoff team. Right? I don't know what 10-7 is. Not yet.
It's going to take time.
No, we've got to recalibrate.
And 6-11? What the hell is that? It's bad.
That's a bad year.
Fernando Tatis activated, Michael.
Oh, that's good to
good
hear.
News for the big series against the Dodgers.
On this day in 2000, Tom Brady selected 199 by Bill Belichick. By the way, today's his 69th birthday. Also on this day in 2003, Michael Jordan's final NBA game, scoring 15 points as the Wizards lost to Andrew's Sixers. That's right. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
So much to do, so much having done. I think we pushed it up to an A again, but the A-plus was ruined during the Herb Street interview. A lot of stuff to do this weekend. Coming up, Chris Carlin on 98.7, Yankee Baseball on Yes, and the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. So long.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.